Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
It's Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan.
We are here.
Stink of the time.
We don't have to do that. It is right here. It is right now.
Our love so strange. Said you now, Mono.
How you doing today, Brandon Stokely?
Doing great. Are you limping?
Am I?
I look like, I don't know, a little limpy there or something?
I could be. Gimpy? I could be.
Huh?
I could be.
Something come up again?
No, just same old thing. I'm trying to get over, man. Trying to get over. I was just talking with Nate about it. Nate ripped his hamstring off the bone before.
Yeah, playing football.
And he's like, hey, I got a bunch of good stuff for your hamstring.
Oh, gotcha.
And I'm like, give
you
it to
need
me.
It. You need it. I heard some conversation over there.
What'd you hear?
That's why I brought it up. You know?
Zach, you know, you're a little soft.
Well, good. Well, hopefully Nate can get you feeling better.
Man, I'm going to tell you something really embarrassing.
Oh.
All right. I'm just going to be real with you.
Okay.
I went on a walk the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
All right, about a mile and a half. I sat on a heating pad before both walks. Literally sitting on a heating pad to try to warm up my hamstring.
Yeah. Look, if you got bad hamstrings, you got to get them warm. I mean, that's not, you know, if it, I would tell you if that was bad. That's not bad. Look, you're just trying to make sure you take care of your body.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you weren't running. You were walking. Your hamstrings could have warmed up when you're walking. I mean, you're afraid you're going to pull your hammy when walking?
I just feel it. I feel it for the first, like,
half mile.
Well,
then you got to do some other things to start strengthening your hamstrings, Zach.
Yeah.
You can't just say, you know, I'm going to just start walking. If it's bothering you when you're walking, then you don't walk. You start doing different exercises, Google exercises, talk to Nate. You know, that's the things that you need to do to get that hamstring strong again. You don't just go like, okay, well, it's hurting me doing this, but I'm just going to continue to do it. You got to take a step back.
You're right.
Okay?
You're right.
Evaluate the situation. You want me to come up with a plan for you to attack this?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not going to. So it won't happen. You do the work, but do some strengthening stuff. There's a lot of different things that you can do to strengthen your hamstring that doesn't involve maybe stressing it out.
So I'm getting signed up for our gym. We have a gym on the basement floor here, and I am signed up and going to start going there after the show, hopefully doing some of that stuff.
Yeah,
so.
And you don't have to, you know, you can do things at home, too. That's the thing. It's like it doesn't have to be – it's usually not a lot of – especially for hamstrings. There's a lot of no weight. You know, you don't need weights.
The jailhouse workout.
That's right.
Got to hit up Chubb, see what he's doing in there.
I stayed away from it. I knew it. You couldn't. See that?
What
I mean,
Chubb do to stay fit in that 45 minutes in the Arapahoe County Jail?
Stop it. That could happen to any of us. I don't want to put that bad voodoo on myself there. That's why I didn't say anything, but you couldn't help yourself. I'm staying away from that. Anybody could end up in that situation for 45 minutes and just, you know, but hey. It is what it is.
Any one of us could stumble in there.
Yeah. it can happen.
Oh, Lordy.
But yeah. I mean, obviously you could maybe hit him up and maybe he could give you a quick rundown of what he got accomplished in there. I do think about you though, cause like my hamstrings have been getting, you know, a little tight and I'm like, I'm going to pop one of these. Like, I just know it. Like, I'm going to be on the elliptical going and it's just going to grab on me and I'm going to come in here limping. And would you make fun of me?
No.
Do I deserve that?
No, because I know how it feels.
Right.
I'd rather spray
but
my ankle.
Do I deserve it?
Oh, yeah.
I do. Why?
Yeah, you deserve it.
Why?
Because
I haven't been cruel.
No, well, you made me hit off the rocks 2 years ago playing golf. You made me hit off the rocks.
Yes. Yeah, so
I said,
what?
Give me a club length back onto the grass. And it was a competitive match at the time.
Right.
You said, no, you're going to hit off of the gravel.
Right.
And I told you in that moment, the universe is going to pay you back for this one.
Right.
So there's a hamstring waiting for you, partner.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, so you're going off of me making you hit where the ball was, you know, down, right, which you're supposed to do. And you wanted a, you know, you already get like 50 shots, but you wanted extra. You know, give me more. And it's like, no, you got to, and you're playing good. I'm like, I mean, no, what else do you want here? Right. And then you try to throw some reverse voodoo stuff on me. Like the universe will pay you back.
It's written in the stars, my friend.
Goodness. But I do like, oh, you know, you start doing those things. You start feeling
it could be around the corner.
I could fight, you know, and be fine and don't feel or it could, you know, grab on me here.
I was at Coors Field last night.
I know. I saw the tweet from you. Saw you and your father-in-law.
Had a blast, man.
Yeah?
Had a blast.
I didn't know they were still playing baseball.
Yes.
Still playing baseball.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
And they had lost.
Season's not over.
No. And the Rockies, you know, they've had split personalities.
Joking.
They've had split personalities.
Got a lot of reasons to follow baseball right now.
I know you do. The over ain't one, though. They've cleared it for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that one hit. I don't need to follow that anymore. They hit that a long time ago. They lapped it.
But the Rockies, up until about 2 weeks ago, they win at home. They lose when they leave Coors Field. The last 2 weeks, it's been flipped. They went on the road and had like a, I think it was 6-1 road record against Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Washington. Maybe 6-2, 7-2, something like that. And then they lost 5 straight at Coors until last night. And I had the over 10.5 runs, Stoke. I'm going to be honest with you. I had it over 10.5 runs.
You told me you were going to do the over. I didn't. I forgot about it, to be honest with you. I didn't partake, unfortunately.
0-0 after one. 0-0 after two. 0-0 after three. And I'm just like, okay, you know, I lost. I'm here. But, you know, Chris Fuselier, Blake Street Tavern hooked us up with the tickets, and you get to eat there in his seats. And you know,
How much did you pay for those?
I offered to buy him out of the tickets. That is
an old offer.
So
he called you and said, "Here's my tickets," or
no,
like, how did it
no.
work? Like, here, hey, I'm not going to be in town, you know, whatever. I got some couple extra tickets. Here you go. Is that how it worked?
Turns out he was out of town.
Yeah.
He's in Philadelphia.
But so he called and offered you the tickets, right?
No, not quite. I reached out to him, said, hey, father-in-law's never been to Coors Field.
Right.
Would love to give him a great experience. Can I buy you out of your tickets for the game? And he said, what day you want? Tuesday, Wednesday? I said, Wednesday?
Buy you out?
Yeah.
What is that like?
Because when you buy the tickets that he's got, he's in like the Toyota Land Cruiser club level seats. Like you got to buy him for the year. You just can't like buy like a single game ticket.
So no,
I know he's got the tickets for the years. I've sat in those seats 5 or 6 times the last few years.
So just can I buy your tickets?
Yeah, like can I buy you out of your tickets for next week?
Never heard of that.
Whatever the single
buy
game
you out of it.
Whatever
that,
the single game price is, I was willing to pay for.
And yeah, sure you were.
Chris is so generous. And hooked it up. So my father's first ever Coors Field experience. Man, it was a blast. And the
Rockies won.
Final score ended up being 10-5.
Love it.
Top of the fourth at 0-0. 15 runs were scored. It was a blast. CJ Krohn was terrific. He had 4 hits, 4 for 5, and Brendan Rodgers, and it was just great. It was an absolute blast. And the Rockies are playing the role of spoiler. You got like 10 games left in the season. The Giants coming into yesterday, San Francisco Giants, like it was like a fast start. We're like, they'll fade. They're not supposed to be very good. They just haven't gone anywhere all season long. There's a 1-game separator between the two. They were in San Diego last night. They win. The Rockies upset the Dodgers. The Rockies were 2-1 dogs. They upset the Dodgers. Walker Buehler got shelled last night, and they upset the Dodgers. So now the Dodgers are 2 full games behind the San Francisco Giants.
Riveting. Can't wait to see how it plays out. We'll be following that so closely.
If you told me that the Dodgers weren't going to win this division when we started this thing, how could they lose? Their pitching is insane. Their lineup's insane, and here they are.
They got a $500 million lineup. They just got Max Scherzer at the trade deadline.
It's crazy.
I mean, yeah. But the Giants have been, they've been great, man. And, you know, you keep waiting for them to fade, and they haven't. So Padres have kind of underperformed this year.
Big time.
But, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But the Rockies overall, man, I've been impressed by their season. It hasn't, you know, obviously no playoffs, but expectations were really low, and they've exceeded those expectations.
Yeah, they're 9 games under .500. No one would have believed that at the start of the season, but here they are.
And could they lose 100 was the question.
That's right. That's right. That's right. First pitch is at 1:10 today. Max Scherzer and Kyle Freeland. We'll figure out what we're going to do here.
Yes,
in a couple
Scherzer.
Minutes.
Well, I ain't going against them.
All right. How are the Broncos getting it done offensively? We took a step back after 2 weeks, and what did we find? Pretty interesting. We'll pass along the details coming up next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
How are the Broncos getting it done offensively? We took a step back, and what did we find? Got to give a real quick shout out here. My in-laws, my wife's parents are in town, and they're heading up to Boulder today. And they had an Uber come pick them up at our house and bring them to my wife's car at school so they could go up to Pearl Street for the day. And Uber Chuck, who says he listens to this show every day, longtime listener in the car. He said, Zach, I just left your crib with your mother and father-in-law. Had a great conversation. Said he had a great time at the game. So Uber Chuck, I appreciate you, man.
Awesome.
All right. How the Broncos getting it done here offensively? I've been thinking about this for a couple days. We have two football games to work off of. That's
yep.
it. Okay. But within those two 60-minute games against the New York Giants and the Jacksonville Jaguars, we saw a similar pattern. And it's something that we have not seen around here in quite a while. We have a handful of big, long, meaty drives. Okay. Against the New York Giants, 16 plays, 62 yards, nearly 9 minutes before a field goal. 16 plays, 72 yards, over 8 minutes that leads to a touchdown. 10 plays, 69 yards, over 5 minutes that leads to a field goal. So three separate drives that are just, again, just sucking the time off the clock, moving all the way down the football field. But within that football game, we also had, week one, a four-play drive, 94 yards, that was less than 2 minutes. So an ability to sustain long drives, but also simultaneously have the ability to pop one. Game number two, against Jacksonville. We had a 13-play, 61-yard drive that lasted 9 minutes before a field goal. An 8-play drive that went 80 yards over 4 minutes that led to a touchdown. A 9-play drive over 70 yards, 5 minutes that led to a field goal. But also, we had another quick 4-play, 75-yard drive just over 2 minutes that led to a touchdown. So we're seeing two different things at once here, Brandon Stokely. Massive drives, three of them in each game that led to points, but also a quick over-the-top drive, a chunk drive, if you will, a chunk possession that takes about 2 minutes that also leads to a touchdown.
It's hard to sustain drives and have 16-play drives. You look at the Giants, and you had two of those. One for a touchdown, one for a field. That's hard. You know, I mean, that's a testament to everybody offensively, but especially the quarterback. Making plays to keep these drives alive, converting, and the way Teddy was able to do that first game was just brilliant. So it's a hard thing to do, but it's also credit to everybody else around him for getting their job done. Not putting the team in bad situations, third and longs, you know, trying to keep things manageable. And so that's really a testament to the offense as a whole, but also Pat Shurmur, and then mostly Teddy Bridgewater making plays, you know. And that's a hard thing to do, because usually what happens, you screw it up.
Right.
Penalty.
Yep.
Drop pass. You know, something happens where, you know, if you don't have those explosive plays, it's just hard to sustain these types of drives because you find ways to lose it, right? You find ways to screw it up. But the Broncos haven't done that. And I think that's really a credit to Teddy Bridgewater. Mm. That's where I give a lot of this credit to. But certainly they all share in that. But ultimately, your quarterback, you know, is the head of that ship. And that's not an easy thing to do. You know, usually these drives in the NFL or you get an 8-play drive. It's, you know, okay, that's a good drive.
Yeah, that's a good drive, right?
You get double-digit drives and you finish them off. You know, you want to finish those off with touchdowns. But, you know, 4 plays, 94 yards. 4 plays, 75. I mean, you know, that's kind of the NFL style.
That's right.
Right? Big chunk yardage. The way the Broncos have done it, you know, you look at this offense still being a young offense, second year now under Pat Shurmur. You got your veteran quarterback. This is what you hope you would see from Teddy Bridgewater, Pat Shurmur in his second year, having an offseason. And, you know, we have seen it the first two games.
We have. It's really been best case scenario. I mean, that's really what we've seen. And you can tell me that scenario has a lot to do with the opponents. And sure, I can hear that. Not very good opponents, but it's a National Football League. You said you put together an 8-play drive. That's pretty good. We've seen 16 play drives. Couple of them. 10-play drive. 13-play drive. 9-play drive. And when you're talking about, like, especially in that first game, you're talking about your offense being on the field for 8 minutes on the clock. That's on the clock. That means you're out there, your offense is out there for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes? Like when it's all said and done in actual time? And that's pretty incredible. But we're seeing an offense that's multiple here. You're seeing an offense that can score 4 plays, 94 yards, 4 plays, 75 yards, both of them touchdowns in 2 games. So you're seeing the long sustaining drives, but at the same time, those big chunk plays that lead to touchdowns in both games. It's, you know, is it sustainable? That's the question that I have.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. You know, I mean, it's 2 games in. That's it. But we're just going off what we saw, what we've been able to evaluate. And obviously, those two teams aren't the best football teams. But like we've said, you just play who's on your schedule, and that's who we have to evaluate right now. We'll see when it gets to be a little bit better competition here in a couple weeks with the Baltimore Ravens. But right now, it's been really good. And like you said, Zach, you made a good point there. They're multiple. You know, they can run the ball, and they have run the ball. I'd like it to be a little bit more consistent. But also, they got wide receivers. They got tight ends. They got backs that can catch. You know, they got possession receivers. Guys that can go deep, they got speed, they got big body receivers, big body tight ends that can run, you know, stretch the football field also.
Yep.
So offensive line, that's really a solid group. So there's really no weaknesses offensively. I mean, really. I mean, like, you know, I'm not talking about these guys, all these guys being all pros, but when you look for weaknesses, like glaring weaknesses offensively, it's like there's not one. You know, this team has really taken that step forward in the first two games. Is it sustainable? That's the question. We'll see. We'll see here when we start playing better competition.
Yep. I see on the RamosLaw.com text line, tell me if this is fair, 303-713-1043, if you want to chime in. Someone says credit should also go to Vic Fangio. On a handful of those drives, he went for it on fourth down.
Oh, of course. Like, I mean, very easily could have punted. I mean, you think about the first week and some of those situations. I know one of them, you know, I raised my hand. I would have punted.
Yep.
And I thought that was a little bit too aggressive in that moment to go for it because, you know, if they didn't get it, it was like a big momentum change there. Giants taking over around the 50. I think it was before halftime. So give him credit. Yes, absolutely. Give him credit. Certainly. He's been aggressive. He's been calculated. He's pushed all the right buttons, you know, and you're going to be critical of his clock management, critical of, you know, certain things. And when it works, you got to say, hey, and we have. Vic's been, there's been no flaws from Vic Fangio. I mean, like, look, they're not always going to work out, you know, some of these decisions, but make sure you're on top of your timeouts. Make sure you're on top of, you know, for the most part, win the challenge. You don't want to do a Joe Judge. How about him when he threw the challenge flag?
Ooh.
Just to,
you after
know.
A scoring play?
Yeah.
Right?
Just
like, they're going to review that
anyway. He knew the rules.
And then you lose a timeout when you do that too.
Yes.
So like not
right.
only, like, yeah, we're going to challenge it anyway, but we're going to take one of those timeouts with us.
Yeah, that's
that was bad.
Right.
Coach
IQ. coaches talk about, you know, players being, you know, level-headed and being able to, you know, face adversity or whatever and not hurt your football team. And then there's the head coach. We didn't even talk about this, but there's the head coach throwing the challenge flag when he knows he can't throw a challenge flag. And he just wiped the timeout off the board in the second half, I believe it was.
It was in the second half.
You can't in a close game, which it was a close game.
He got killed for that in New York, by the way.
Oh yeah, killed. Of course he did.
Killed.
Of course he did, and he should have. I mean, that was ridiculous. But you know, so getting back to Vic, he's done a really, really good job through two games, just like the Broncos have, and hopefully it continues. So it's been that's spot on. RamosLaw.com texted us a good text. We'll give Vic some love too.
One more thought on this, and you haven't heard this on any other show. Okay. No one in the National Football League has gone for it on fourth down through 2 weeks more than the Denver Broncos. 5 times on fourth downs.
Love it.
And they're 5 for 5. Number one in the league.
100%.
See if that trend continues. All right. We truly have one of the most unique superstars in all of sports right here in our backyard of Colorado. You have got to hear this coming up next.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. The Bomb.
The Bomb. We truly have one of the most unique superstars in all of sports right here in Denver, and he is a superstar, bona fide, okay? That word bona fide, it's like unequivocal. It is slam dunk.
I think I got a guess.
Probably the right one. What are you thinking of?
I didn't really hear the tease. I just heard that part, like the bona fide superstar, Nikola. Because basketball's starting up. Mike Malone and our guy Tim Connelly were, you know, having a deal last night at Blake Street Tavern.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, with Mike Singer, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Cool deal. Both guys, like, and I texted Mike this, like, we were texting this morning, like, those guys are so easy to root for. Tim Connelly and Mike Malone. I'm going to text him here. We're going to try to have him in studio here. I'll text him.
Let me know if he doesn't respond. I'll get him on.
Richie, remind me. Thank you, Stock.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But, like, there those guys are, like, doing this, like, informal sit-down with Kisla and Singer, and they're sitting there just, like, having a beer. Like, just like normal guys. I'm hearing them talk. They sound like normal guys. They are not ego guys. But it's like, I don't know if they're a reflection of Nikola or Nikola's a reflection of them or they're just independently like that.
Yeah, I think it's just independent. You know, I mean, I think it's all just who you are, right?
Yeah.
I don't know Michael.
He called himself Mike last night.
See, that's the confusion.
I was thinking of you last night because he said it was like a statement like this. He's like, this is not about Tim Connelly. This is not about Mike Malone. And I said,
whoa.
I said, whoa, hold on.
Did you just say, stop this?
I almost jumped in. As though, like, on behalf of Cassidy Hubbard.
Yes.
Like, hold on a second.
Who
Michael?
Who?
Cassidy Hubbard. That's who he corrected during the playoff.
Okay, yeah. Mike. Right, you can't do that.
It's Michael. And then he is in front of people with a microphone and said, he referred to himself as Mike.
The third person. And he went third person.
He did.
And he called himself his wrong name.
He did.
But, like, we knew he was just frustrated.
He was frustrated.
They were getting, you know, seal clubbed. That's the go-to
you're
now.
You're taking that and running with it.
Oh, yeah. That's the go-to now. And if anybody complains, I just say I take it from you. Right?
Right.
So there you go, PETA.
Right.
Blame Zachary. But seriously, look. They were getting destroyed, and he was frustrated, and he was wrong in a big way. You know, there was no need for that. But whatever. I mean, he's been called Mike, I'm sure, 500 million times.
Right.
And how many times has he corrected somebody? That wasn't the right time. Whatever.
All good.
Look, I don't know him. I don't know him at all. But I tell you, I love Tim Connelly. I mean, Tim Connelly's the best. He's the best.
He's the best.
And obviously, the Joker and how he plays and how unselfish he is just, you know, that's what you want from your best player.
Yep. And it sounds like everyone's favorite MVP is expecting a baby.
Probably the highlight is we have a baby coming, so that's probably the highlight of the of my season and hopefully my life, you know. But yeah, other than that, it was really short. The second good thing is my horse has won 15 to 20 races this year, so they're doing a good job.
Does he have the NFT horses, or does he have the real horses?
I'm pretty sure he's got actual physical horses that he's been riding. He and his family have had horses forever. And this dude, that's his comfort zone.
There we go.
It's not hanging out on Instagram. It's going home, shutting the world out, spending time with his horses. He's having a baby. But one of Jokic's most endearing qualities has always been his decision to avoid the spotlight. I've talked about this for years. He's one of the most low-profile superstars, especially the NBA, where they treat like walking into the arena like it's the Met Gala. Like Russell Westbrook's got like designer shredded clothes with like a crossing guard thing on them. Like these guys, they're a lot of them are prima donnas. But Jokic deflects all attention, all praise away from himself, and he did it again yesterday when asked whether or not he thinks the MVP campaign last season will help put more will help him on more people's radar. Listen to this.
No, I don't want this to raise my whatever celebrity status, whatever you said. You know, I think you can control that in some kind of way. You know, you can know you like. Well, I don't have social media. I don't have nothing. So I don't think I'm the mystery. You know, so because I'm a person like you. So it's not really fun being a celebrity. I think it's just because I have my needs and I have my things that I like to do. So and if you just imagine that you do the something that you'd like to do the most, and then someone is recording you, or someone is like, you know, all people watching, and you just want to be yourself alone. I mean, you know, I would rather nobody knows me than everybody knows me. So it's much better to nobody knows me.
I mean, the Nuggets found the perfect guy for them. He's a perfect fit for the Denver Nuggets.
So true.
Doesn't want to go to L.A., doesn't want to go to New York, you know.
Miami.
Yeah, doesn't need that, doesn't want that.
Right.
Is just perfectly fine, loves it here. So, I mean, they found the perfect superstar. And it's awesome. I mean, that's awesome to hear because, you know, that fits with, you know, playing basketball here for the most part. You know, you're not going to be, like you said, you know, national TV night in and night out.
Right.
Yep. Which is great. I mean, because those guys are hard to find. They're hard to find, you know, stars that are going to want to stay here in Denver.
Right. And even if you're like that at the beginning, people change.
Oh,
you know, with different
things. I know
things.
One that changed. One that comes to mind here recently in the last 2 years changed.
Nolan.
In a big way.
Nolan.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about him, but let me think about that. I was thinking basketball. But yeah, well, let's just throw Nolan in there. Perfect. They're hot. Cardinals, yeah, they won like 11 in a row.
He's playing great, too. Unfortunately for your season wager.
Mm. I went under. I'm going under every year. Every year, home runs, under. He got me this year. I am doubling up next year. I am doubling up next year. And if he gets me next year, I am tripling up or quadrupling up. I will make money off of that. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Loud okay? and clear.
He got me this year. He got me. It's all good. It's all good.
You
but I'm not done firing,
you,
I promise you.
You won this round, Nolan.
Right. That's just round one. Stokes, now I'm in it for 10. 15 rounds,
oh,
old school.
Oh my
I'm not
gosh.
Going anywhere.
This is hilarious.
I'm not going anywhere. But he won round one. That's cool. I'm back next year with a vengeance.
Who are you thinking of? Carmelo?
Anthony Davis. He came out of Kentucky, man. He was all New Orleans. It was all good. And he was just, you know, he was very, not saying he's not now, but, you know, just low-key, humble. You know, he had the unibrow. It wasn't about the spotlight for him. All of a sudden, like that, he wanted out in a big way. It's like, wait, what happened here? Now, this guy was supposed to be the face of this franchise, but things change in the NBA. Start talking to LeBron. Start talking to, you know, like, oh, I want to go play with LeBron.
Rich Paul.
There you go.
Clutch Sports.
There you go.
Bright lights of LA.
That's what happens.
Yeah. We're so lucky here. We are so lucky to have, really, honestly, superstars like Nathan MacKinnon, like Nikola Jokic, leadership like Joe Sakic and Tim Connelly. These guys are just so
hockey is different,
easy
though.
To play.
Yeah, but hockey's different. You can't compare hockey and basketball.
Well, you know, okay.
Because you don't see hockey players do what basketball players are doing.
You're right.
And then typically
you're right. Yep. But still.
You got some great superstars, though. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good time to be an Avs and a Nuggets fan.
Yep. Superbook title odds. You got the Nets and the Lakers ahead of the field, followed by the Warriors and the Bucks. Then you got the Jazz and Clippers and Suns. Nuggets 25-1. 25-1. Might think about a flyer there. Jokic is 14-1 to win MVP. If you would have said on draft night when there's a burrito on the television that Nikola Jokic and LeBron James would have the same MVP odds heading into the 2021 season.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Wow.
All right.
Cool.
Is it time to consider, at least consider, extending a prominent Broncos veteran?
Oh.
Do a little guessing game.
I want to guess who this guy is.
We'll do it coming up next.
It's Stokely and Zach on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Is it time to consider extending another prominent Broncos veteran? Teddy Bridgewater's hot start has already caused some in Broncos country to raise the question about whether or not he could be the team's quarterback beyond this season. It's been that good of a start. I'm certainly not there yet. I know you're not there yet. We want to see more.
Yeah.
We also had the conversation yesterday about whether or not George Payton should consider extending Von Miller, or whether that question will be on the table later in the season in light of his recent play and Bradley Chubb's injury.
Yep, that's another possibility. You look at Tim Patrick. And there's a few candidates here to kind of walk through that you might see the Broncos start looking to get extended.
Talk me through those candidates.
Well, one of them's Tim Patrick in the last year of his deal. Obviously, very valuable member, can do it all. You know, guy goes down, Jerry Jeudy goes down. Oh, no concern.
No worries.
I mean, you know, he doesn't have the upside of Jerry Jeudy, obviously. But he's a solid football player that can play multiple positions for you. You don't lose sleep at night when Tim Patrick is replacing someone.
That's a great way to say it.
So, but, you know, you can't keep all your second and third tier guys. You just can't. Don't know if that can happen or not, but certainly you want to keep a guy like Tim Patrick. Teddy Bridgewater's another candidate, but we need to see more from Teddy before we go down that road. Von Miller's an interesting one. I think it has gone from, you know, we'll see, to probably need to try to get this thing done at some point. You know, Von's always said he wanted to retire a Bronco. That's a big deal for him. And I think, you know, the way he's playing, now you can let it play out for a little bit longer. I'm not saying do it now.
Right.
But it's become more important for Von to be here because of the uncertainty with Bradley Chubb. And the way Von's playing, you know, don't know what it would look like 2 years, 3 years, what it might look like. But 4 years, I don't know. But I think the priority, he just jumped a bunch of people with what's going on, and he's right, you know, at the top of the list with maybe a couple other guys. But certainly the way he's playing and just the value of pass rushers and the lack of production from Bradley Chubb, you know, when you and the uncertainty surrounding him. Now, Bradley Chubb was balling, then you could wait and see. But it might be a pressing need for the Broncos to try to get Vaughn re-signed. Kareem Jackson's another one. Cut him, brought him back on a one-year deal. Guys, just a football player. He's always been a football player, tough, physical, leader out there. You know, he does remind me of like T.J. Ward, Darian Stewart.
Yep.
Tough, hard hitters.
Come hit
leaders,
you in the mouth.
Right,
yep.
Leaders. You know, like Energizer bunnies. You know, just like bring energy. You know, he hits you and just comes up and he's flexing. You know,
mm-hmm.
Those guys are valuable. You know, I don't. Those are the ones that I have for my candidates. Is there any other candidates before I make my final guess of who you're talking about?
There's another candidate, but I think you and I both think it's very unlikely.
Well, I got one more too myself.
Go ahead.
Brandon McManus.
Okay. I like that one. No, I was thinking.
But McManus last year of his contract, and
right.
He's been money so far. Go ahead.
Yep.
Sorry.
No, I said there's another candidate that you and I both think is unlikely, and that's Melvin Gordon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's another candidate, certainly. But highly, highly unlikely. Last year of his contract.
Yep.
The
plan is in place at that position moving forward.
Yep.
And it's not Melvin Gordon.
Right. So you're going cheap, and maybe you pick up a veteran, you know, in free agency that's on a one-year deal, prove it deal. I mean, those guys are everywhere. You see great running backs, just you get them for one-year deal, two-year, you know. So this is last year for Melvin Gordon here.
Agreed. Give me a guess who you think we're talking about here.
I believe, you know, just with what you said and when I start deducing.
When you get to deducing?
Man, I don't know if I've ever been wrong when I've deduced.
No one deduces better.
Nope. Kareem Jackson.
I'm a deducer.
There we go. Kareem Jackson.
Richie behind the glass, just give me a little wink. Yeah, we're talking about Kareem Jackson.
Okay.
We're talking about he's on the wrong side of 30, especially for a safety. But
How old is he?
He's made the transition from corner to safety right now.
They talked about it yesterday.
Yep.
You know that.
He's 33 years old.
Okay.
He's 33 years old, but his, you know, let me bring up something a little unorthodox here. His frame, like, he doesn't rely on his frame too much, if that makes sense. Like, he's got a certain play style. He is not a very heavy player. He's only 183 pounds.
But he's not big, and he's playing, and he hits.
But my thing is, like,
and he doesn't have a throttle. Like, you know, it's not like he's going to all of a sudden become more of a, you know, finesse player. Like,
right, that's
not him. Right, he's a hitter.
Yeah.
So that concerns me, though, to your flip side of what you're saying. That concerns me because he's not a big guy, and he's a hitter.
So that's an interesting way of looking at it. That's the opposite way I was looking at it. My thing is, like, as you get older, as a veteran, I like you even more trimmed down and less big, heavy weight moving around.
Certainly that helps. But, I mean, when has Kareem Jackson been hurt? Like, he got hurt maybe his first year here. Remember, didn't he get hurt and then he missed the one game? Was it against Jacksonville?
His first year here, he missed three football games. Yeah.
He had the suspension at the end.
Yeah, he had to serve that.
But remember the Jacksonville game?
Yes.
He wasn't in there when they ran all over the Broncos.
Correct.
And then he came back the next week and made some great plays. It was against the Chargers.
Good memory, dude.
I remember that.
Good memory. 33 years old.
I don't mind. I wouldn't mind trying to get a two-year deal done with him. Look, he got to free agency last year, and the water was cold. Is that how you say it?
No.
No. Icy? The water's
There wasn't a market for him.
Right. That's what that saying means. No?
He went to free agency, and the water was cold.
Yes. Richie. Any help? Ding, ding, or eh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't know that I've ever heard it that way, but the way that you're laying it out.
Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I just made up a saying right there. The waters were cold. I know I'm close to something. I might be off, but help me out if I'm off.
Look, there's enough of a curve here.
Yeah, right.
We know what you meant.
Right. So.
But this is a guy.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Last week he's making plays. He's picking off Trevor Lawrence. Like he's
a really good football player.
He's a team captain. You know, I have one regret with Kareem Jackson, and that's just that he wasn't here for longer. Because this is a guy, if he was here for 6 or 7 years, would have a shot to go in the Ring of Fame. I mean, he has been one of the best defensive players that the Broncos have had since he showed up.
Yeah. He went to free agency. They cut him. It looked like this thing was over. And, there just wasn't a whole lot of interest. And I don't, know how much interest will be out there if he hits free agency again. I think there'll be more because now, last year also, you got to remember the cap went down, right? So a lot of teams were, counting their pennies last year.
Right.
And you don't spend that on veteran, safeties that are, 33 years old. But certainly he's a perfect fit for the Denver Broncos. He's a perfect fit for Vic Fangio's defense. That's a guy that, yeah. I mean, you think that he would want to stay here also,
mm-hmm.
right? This is like, okay, this is perfect. Like he came back on a 1-year deal. It just seems like he likes it here and would want to be here. And I think you could get, a deal done that's, you're not breaking the bank
Mm-mm.
for Kareem Jackson, but
no.
He's happy on the backside of his career. You're happy that you got that type of football player. I don't want to see Kareem go anywhere. I mean, that's a good partnership they got. Him and Justin Simmons in that secondary, that's a really good partnership. I would love to see him hang around. And good safeties like him, veteran safeties, I mean, those guys can play for a while. So I'm not as overly concerned about an injury as I would be, if he's trying to play cornerback and all of a sudden, you're not running that 4-4 anymore and that 4-4 becomes a 4-5.
Right. Well, he's been nothing but available throughout his career, by the way. He's been nothing but available. You go back and look through the years, 16, 15, 16, 14, 13, 12, 14, 16, 16, 13, 16. He's a steadying force, no doubt. All right, what's the
waters were cold.
The waters were cold.
Just help me out.
When the waters are cold, means the market got some shrinkage there. All right, what is the latest tone from Dove Valley? Don't worry about
it. Think about that one.
We'll hear from Vic Fangio coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.